Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the College2Pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Mashanti. As always, we appreciate you folks stopping by as we do bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars here on the C2P platform. And today we have a fabulous guest on the program. It's Jaden Woodby. He was a two-time All-ACC honorable mention winner. He was also has a real estate license if you're looking for a home. And he was also invited to that East-West Shrine Bowl. And as you know, if your profession is getting into the National Football League, that's one of the most fabulous invitations a draft prospect can receive. He began his career at Florida State, and he wrapped his things up in Boston College. Jaden, welcome to the program. You've had a fabulous career. Everything that you've earned was well-deserving, and now you're on to the next level. Did your career go by in a blink of an eye?
Yeah, it definitely did, man. Just like looking back, man, just like thinking about all of the things that I've been through, just like it, in the moment, it seemed very long, but like looking back on it now, man, it just went by so quick.
Now, I got to ask, because I think, you know, you're that mixture of, that hybrid safety linebacker. I think the athleticism that you have speaks for itself. Let's rewind us back to the Pop Warner Pee Wee days. Were you playing football at an early age, and were you the better athlete from the get-go, basically the kid scoring one touchdown after the next?
Yeah, so my first year, my dad, he made me play offensive lineman. So he wanted me to get a little tough. So I was like a real skinny kid on the offensive line. And then following that year, man, I went from like tight end to running back to quarterback. And, you know, I just started going back and forth, and then, you know, I ended up playing on a really well-known 8th-grade football team, the IE Ducks. And then, you know, like from there, that's when football, like, really took off. You know, like that's where all of the top players in Southern California go, you know, to the IE Ducks. So, you know, after that, man, it was all she wrote.
That is all she wrote. And now we're talking this afternoon as you prepare for the next level. So you talked about your dad's, you know, your dad's playing you O-line to toughen you up. Kid, you go from tight end to running back to QB. You're off to the Ducks. How did you kind of trend towards the defensive side of the football and become the player that we see now?
Man, when I was in high school, my freshman year, one of my coaches, he came up to me. He was like, "Man, you see 50 receivers, but you only see 10 DBs. Like, these 10 DBs are going to get way more looks than all of these wide receivers." So he was like, "Man, defense is where your money is at." So after I had that convo, man, that's when I really just started to shift my gears towards playing defense. You know, like my last year of offense was my sophomore year in high school, and after that, it was really strictly defense.
Do you miss it at all?
A little bit, but not too much, because I love defense. I mean, I love hitting people.
Hey, well, that's a good mentality to have if you're on the defensive side of the ball, Jaden. So you're doing your thing. Again, a couple years at Florida State, then you move on to BC. Now, listen, as you mentioned, you know, I think from you saying playing with the Ducks into your high school program that there was a sense that you were going to get far in this. As you know, you could have arrived at the collegiate level and things didn't work out. You don't become the player you envisioned. With that said, when do you really gain the confidence that you know what you have on a Saturday afternoon can get you to the next level? I mean, are your coaches telling you? Are your teammates doing it? Are you having great games against great opponents? When does it really, really sink in, Jaden, that you have the moxie to make the next level?
I think it was really a combination of everything. But the day that I really, you know, that it really clicked for me was around my sophomore year, you know, after I made a really, really big hit in my first varsity football game. You know, like, it was after that, you know, I got my offer from UCLA like a week after. And then after that, man, the offer just started rolling in. Like, they just started rolling in, like, just tremendously. And I think in a span of like a month, I went from zero offers to like, so it was just, it was crazy, you know. And then after that, you know, one of my coaches, his name is Coach Brown. He's the 7-on-7 coach for Ground Zero. That was my 7-on-7 team. You know, I remember one day, you know, I texted him out of the blue. I was like, man, I'm trying to be great. You know, I want to get better. And it was just like unprovoked. And then he was like, man, meet me at the park. You know, you and your dad meet me there. So then we sat down, talked for an hour. And then he was just like, man, he has what it takes, but, you know, he's going to need a lot of work. And, you know, I'm willing to do that for him. So, you know, a matter of like 6 or 7 months, I literally was training like 2 or 3 times a day. Like, it got to the point where, you know, I was hitting him up like, hey, can we work out right now? Can we work out here? Can we work out there? And then it went to a point where he really had to tell me, man, just relax. You know, like, relax. We'll get some work in, you know, later. You know, like, I love that you're trying to get better. You're trying to be great. And then, like, it all paid off. You know, my junior and my senior year were two of my better years. You know, I think I had about, like, 10 interceptions and about, like, 4 or 5 touchdowns and over, like, 200 tackles. You know, so, like, all of that work, it paid off. And, you know, I ended up working my way to become a 5-star as well. You know, playing multiple positions in college, in high school, and then going to all of the camps and everything. Because, I mean, I worked for my fifth star. You know, like, it wasn't until, like, the Army All-American game where I got my fifth star. And, you know, like, a lot of people say the stars don't matter, but when you see a lot of people around you and you feel like you're deserving of it, man, you're going to work for it. And, you know, that was one of the things that I made sure that I did. I went up against every top competition, every top competitor at receiver, at running back, at tight end. I didn't shy away from anything because I was just like, man, if they're 5 stars and I'm not, like, I'm going to show you why I am just like them. And, you know, you lose some, you win some, but I won more than I lost.
Fair enough. Wonderfully said. Once again, Jaden would be here on the C2P breaking down what this young man brings to the table and peeling back the layers as one of the top prospects at his position. Now, we talked briefly before going live that you were out at the Shrine Bowl in Las Vegas earlier this year. And as you well know, it's a great opportunity to allow teams to know you as a man. You're there because they've seen the tape. What was it like just being able to, you know, shake hands, rub elbows, and just allow these teams to know who you are as an individual?
I mean, I was glad I was able to be there. You know, especially with a lot of people who they have ranked higher than me and everything. You know, I showed who I am as a person, who I am as an athlete, and who I am as a man, most importantly. And, you know, I think I knocked it out of the park in a sense of everything that I was able to do when I was there. You know, they had me play inside linebacker. I was the only guy on the Patriots defense that was playing a different position. So just me being able to show, you know, I'm able to adapt and I'm able to adjust and I'm able to do it well, I think that being there, it just allowed my draft stock to rise a lot. You know, I was able to put on a lot of weight. You know, I finished the season around like 223, 224, but I got up to like 232 so I can play inside linebacker. And like now I'm already back down to like 220. You know, so just showing my willingness and my ability to adapt to change and everything, I think that set me above the rest when I was there. So I was glad that I was able to show that for them.
Awesome. And this one I ask every guest that comes on the program. I mean, if you were in the film room, you're with these teams, they're breaking down your tape. What do you think they're going to love about you on the field? But I'd like to say that these are those hallmark home run abilities that they're going to have to say, you know what, we're going to pound the table for this kid. We got to bring him aboard the 53-man roster.
Definitely my instincts, my ability to be a leader on the defense. Like, you can see that I can control the defense. I'm an instinctual football player. My short area quickness is really good for my size and my weight. I think that one thing that's going to separate me as well is the fact that I'm bigger than a lot of DBs and bigger than a lot of linebackers, but I'm able to move just as well as all of them, if not better. You know, so I'm able to do all of those things at a very, very good weight. You know, and I think that those things jump off the screen. My strength, my ability to read plays, and just my ability to be versatile, because a lot of people, they say that they're versatile, but I don't think that they're versatile in the, to the extent where they can play three different positions on three different downs. Like, we're not talking about three different drives. Like, we're talking about, you know, first down, you're a free safety. Second down, you're at strong safety in the box. Third down, you're in the box. They bring out 12 personnel. Instead of changing personnel on defense, you just switch to a different position, and now you play inside backer or you're on the edge. So it's like things of that nature I was able to do, and I was able to showcase all year, you know. And I think that that's something that, that adds value to teams, you know, when the offense is able to change personnel, you know, 24/7, and then the defense, they don't change anybody. All they do is just switch it from like a 4-3 to a 3-4 or 4-2-5 because their guys are all multiple and versatile.
Yeah, and listen, I don't want to get too far ahead of the game, but with your background and the way you just kind of explained yourself and you being at the Shrine Bowl with that Patriots staff, we know Belichick is just the master of, you know, utilizing talent as yourself. Again, I don't want to get too far ahead of the game, but just seems like a little bit of a match made in heaven. What goes unnoticed? Again, this is your program, and I don't know what else could go unnoticed, but if there is anything, this is your platform, your voice. You know, it could have been some of the schemes you ran. Maybe you weren't afforded the opportunity to do things. I know you got your real estate license and insurance licenses, so you're obviously an entrepreneur and a kid that's just not thinking about football. You got other assets in your life. Great in the community. Anything to add to these teams that could help you fall in their good graces?
I mean, you know, just watch the tape and just realize, like, everything that I was able to do and able to adapt to. You know, I think a lot of people, I can only speak for myself, but I think the real testament to any really good football player is how they respond to adversity. And I've been through a lot of adversity throughout my college career. And for me to be able to be in the position that I'm in now, it just shows how much I love the game and how much of a dedicated and good football player that I am. You know, if people were able to realize everything that I've been through throughout college, I think that they would, they would, you know, stand on that table for me. And I think that a lot of teams already see that, you know, multiple injuries, multiple position changes, multiple coaching changes, and I'm still able to be productive, and I was still able to be a 5-year starter wherever I was at, you know. So injuries didn't hinder me, coaching changes didn't hinder me, position changes didn't hinder me, and I think that speaks volumes to the type of player that I am. So that value that can be added to any team.
Oh man, what a pleasure. I tell you what, Jaden, you are just an absolute pleasure and a treasure to have on this program tonight. We are almost out of time, but before we wrap things up, we always like to call it three and out, a few lighthearted off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with this?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Now, I might be ignorant on this, or I might be smart, but you're on the program, and I have to ask, and I'm not sure. And this is just as we were talking, and I'm thinking about your game. Were you the kid that tackled St. Brown? Were you the kid that – did you make the come from behind play and make that tackle on him? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That was a hell of a play, man.
Thank you.
I was sitting there. I was thinking. I was like, was that him? Was that him? It was you. I was going to text you after the show, but I had to get it in there. Can you just kind of take us through that play? If you're not familiar, I might be exaggerating, but he's got like a 30. I mean, just take us through it. You know it.
Yeah, man. You know, it was a very important game. You know, big rivalry. I feel like it's always the rivalry of the year in high school football. Modern day versus St. John Bosco. Man, you know, one of my teammates missed a tackle. I was on the other side of the field, and I was like, man, I got to make a play. And that was all that I was thinking. I was like, man, no matter what the situation is, he's not scoring on this drive. And I don't know what gear I kicked into, but I kicked into it, and I was able to tackle him. So, you know, I really didn't think anything of it until, you know, a lot of people were like, hey, man, like, that was a really, really good play.
That was a heck of a play. And it was funny is, again, kind of more bizarre, is Fave played at Matter. The guest on prior to you played at Matter Day. And now you're at St. John. I mean, that's a lot of coincidences. How about this one? Are we more likely to see you as the lead singer of a boy band or a male model?
A model, for sure. Model.
Fair enough. All right. And then the final one for you today, Jaden, as this draft approaches, draft week, the weekend, if you will, you're with family and friends, you're waiting to hear your name come off the board. Who is the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have specifically prepared as you celebrate this next football journey?
Oh, man, you know, I'm a chef, you know, so I would definitely say I'm the best cook in my family. So I think what I would cook myself up will probably be like some old, like some Southern food, like some old school Southern food, like some catfish with some mac and cheese, greens, maybe some cornbread and some fried shrimp. That sounds really good, actually. Yeah.
That does sound pretty good. Well, listen, man, I don't want you cooking at your own draft party. So get it catered or have somebody in the family step. At least on that day, don't cook for yourself. At least do that for me, man, because you're going to have enough. It's going to be the most tense, 48 hours of your life. So I don't want you stressing on making sure everybody else is fed. Make sure they feed you. Well, with that said, friend, you are on the clock for this 2023 draft. You've had a fabulous career. You're a wonderful guest. We always like to tell you guys, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we cannot wait to see you do your thing at the next level.
Yes, sir. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Jaden Woodby, the standout Boston College DB linebacker. I mean, you mentioned it. I mean, I love how he just described how he, not only is he versatile in the game or in plays, but you can literally be a different player in progression of a series. That was one of the few times we had a guy on the program go to that level in terms of the depth of that versatility. But a very, very talented kid. And as you mentioned, great week at the Shrine Bowl. Kid you're going to be seeing on Sundays, I'm very, very sure of. As always, we appreciate you folks stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.